Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. We are here live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with some great Patriots. Become a member today. We're doing a member drive. Member.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. As always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Okay, everybody, we are here live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we have an amazing first guest. I'm just going to dive right into it. Is it fair to say you're one of JD's closest friends? You've known JD a long time.
Known him a long time. He's
and
awesome.
It's Blake Masters, everybody, who is running for Congress in Arizona. Great American. Both of us know JD really well. And you've known him in a different, in a business environment world before all of this. Just what were you feeling last night?
I was just so proud, you know, and it's weird because he's my friend, and all of a sudden he's up there, and man, he was just vice presidential, right? I mean, he sort of brought the house down. He's obviously got this powerful bio, right? This great American story. There's a movie about it. You can watch it on Netflix. It's amazing. But I know him as a businessman, and he was able to talk about business. But obviously, he and Donald Trump, they have these amazing business backgrounds, but they know that Main Street is more important than Wall Street, right? JD's got this amazing bio. But he used that bio to hammer at Joe Biden's decades-long history of corruption, right? So anyone can just throw talking points out. Oh, Biden sucks. We know that. But JD was able to get up there and just in a very statesmanlike way say, when I was in fourth grade, here's this thing that dumb, you know, Biden did to sell our country out. When I was in high school, here's what he did. So he got that Biden was too old. He got that Biden has been a corrupt career politician forever. He introduced to so many people his great American story, and I just think it was 10 out of 10 home run.
We have Blake Masters, who's running for Congress in what district in Arizona?
Arizona's 8th district, Northwest Phoenix. So it's got some Phoenix, but then Peoria, Glendale, Sun Cities, all the way up to Anthem and New River.
Great folks district. There. So Blake, you've known JD for quite some time. Tell us about JD, the person, and how unexpected. I mean, 2 years ago, could you have expected that J.D. Vance would be accepting the nomination for Vice President of the United States?
It's really, really incredible. Couldn't be more proud of him. I remember the day that Portman announced his retirement from the Senate in Ohio, and I got on the phone with J.D., you know, and I think a lot of people were too, so I don't take the credit, but it's like, dude, you have to do this, right? I knew he was going to be the best U.S. Senator for Ohio, but 2.5 years ago, no, I couldn't have imagined it. Now he's up there, and he earned it. I think he is, he's been the most stalwart ally of President Trump in the Senate. He's shown tremendous vision in the Senate. Mainly, I'm excited for my friend, but I'm excited for the country because we get a businessman, a devoted father, a technologist, and someone who just really cares about all the people in this country that the elite ruling class has forgotten.
So let's go through some of the elements of the speech. So neoliberalism, which is a failed project of the bipartisan cartel that has ruined this country, they rely on a fake three-legged stool, which is mass migration, unfettered free trade, and adventurous and endless stupid foreign wars. Invade the world, invite the world.
Right.
J.D. Vance methodically went through all three of the three-legged stool of neoliberalism. Yeah. Tell us about that. I mean, for those of us that are kind of political nerds, it was a chef's kiss masterclass saying, Arrivederci, Bush Cheney.
Right. It reminded me a little bit of Buchanan in 92, right? Except this time we're ascendant, we're triumphant. And President Trump deserves so much credit for this. It's like, what did Trump run on in 2016? Why was he able to so effortlessly dominate that field? It's because he wanted better trade policy that would actually work for the American worker. He wanted border restriction, right? He knew that border security is national security. He wanted to stop all of these adventuresome wars to export democracy, right? And Trump's not a pacifist. He knows how to punch a bully in the nose. You remember Soleimani when he was just taking him out?
Yes.
But you know, and JD is so perfect at this, too. He enlisted in the Marine Corps right after 9/11, right? So this is a guy who's willing to fight America's wars, but through observation and experience came to distrust all the forever wars. So JD is willing to fight, but he has the wisdom to know when to fight and when not to. And in that sense, I think he's a perfect complement to President Trump's foreign policy.
And he was not shy about connecting through. It was so beautiful. He said, if you're a newcomer coming to the country, I've never heard that term before. Have you? Newcomer.
Not often used,
and
right?
So, you know, not immigrant, not dreamer, right. But a newcomer. And he was very clear. We welcome them on our terms.
That's right.
On America's
terms. That was a big applause line.
It was huge.
It was huge.
Explain why that is never been said before in a Republican speech that I know of, other than Donald Trump.
I think too many Republicans, you know, they give consultant-provided talking points. Oh, America is an idea. It's, you know, and J.D., you know, dismantled that idea. He said, yeah, look, we've got great ideas. They're built into the founding documents. All men are created equal. You know, you can read the Declaration, read the Constitution. But America is not just an idea. We are a nation and a people with a history, a common history, and a common future. So, yes, newcomers welcome on our terms. Maybe we should streamline the legal immigration system, but the correct amount of illegal immigration is zero. J.D. Vance understands
that's right.
That very well.
And then finally, he was able to talk about free trade and the deindustrialization. J.D. Vance should have come out with a Big Ten conference shirt. The Big Ten. How many times did he say Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio? This was brilliant by the Trump campaign to regionalize the race. Your thoughts?
I think that's right. You know, I mean, who knows if Joe Biden is actually going to be the nominee? It's increasingly looking like he might not be. But if he is, he's just going to say, oh, I'm Joe from Scranton, Pennsylvania, right? Joe Biden is out of touch with the people of Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance is not, right? J.D. has seen and lived the deindustrialization of the Rust Belt. He has a plan. It's the Trump-Vance agenda. We know what to do to fix this, and J.D. has just lived this so he can connect with those voters, and I think Trump and J.D. are
in closing here, before we bring up Peter Navarro,
hey,
who's out of federal prison.
Congratulations, sir. Oh, my God.
What's up, my man? Glad you're okay. Thank you. Thank you. Blake, I want you to plug your race if you so choose. How could people support you? What's going on? And then I want to hand off to Peter Navarro.
Thank you so much. Honored to be running to represent Arizona's 8th congressional district. Honored to be endorsed by our next vice president, J.D. Vance, who's going to be amazing. I'm in a tough primary, but I'm going to win. And when I do, I'm going to be President Trump and J.D. Vance's best ally in the House of Representatives. So
awesome.
Thank you, Charlie.
Blake, you're the man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Give it up for Blake Masters, everybody. Great. Now joining us.
These are my two power forwards for the basketball team I'm going to form in D.C.
we're changing the Republican Party in many different ways.
Great to see you, brother.
Great to see you, Peter. Yeah, so you're out of federal
you're
prison.
You're killing it, by the way. I mean, you're really important to this whole effort because you're tapping into a whole new generation of Americans that are predisposed to the woke side, and they're seeing what's going wrong, partly because you're getting out there and doing it, and they're coming to our side. So you're important, brother. You know this.
So Peter, you were released yesterday?
Yeah.
So you woke up in a federal prison cell yesterday morning. How long was your prison sentence?
120 days. And look, what's interesting, you know, my theme last night was that simply if we don't control our government will control us.
Yes.
If we don't control all three branches of our government, executive, legislative, judicial, they'll put some of us like me and Bannon in prison and they'll control the rest of it. And the people in America understand, unless you go through it, you don't get it. It's like everybody involved in putting me into prison was a Democrat across all three stages and branches of our government. It was the House of Representatives and a Democrat majority because we didn't work hard enough in 2020 to get the gavel out of our hand. They held me in contempt for a crime that's not a crime. It was a Democrat attorney general in the executive branch. And it was a Democrat judge, just like Marshawn in Manhattan with Trump, stripped me of every single defense. And then something I haven't really talked a lot about, but the rot in the courts is so bad. The judges on the appeals court who said I had to go to prison after I got convicted before I could appeal my case, which is a landmark constitutional case on executive privilege, constitutional separation of powers. Democrats married to people who raise money and lobby for Democrats. This is the weaponization of what the boss calls the American injustice system. And unless we control all three branches of our government, they're going to control us. And that was what I was trying to communicate. And, you know, the other thing I said, Charlie, is I went to prison so you won't have to. And what I meant by that is that if my case makes people aware of the depth of that rot in the Democrat elites. And I want to be careful here to distinguish between the elites driving that party in the radical direction.
And the voters.
And the voters, Democrats, who are disenfranchised by, disengaged from, and disgusted with that radical left. These are the people we're going to need to win Milwaukee. You're going to help us win Madison, where the students
are. We're working on it. Losing by less than Dane County.
And Ann Arbor, you got to,
we're doing a huge event, right? I'm doing 21 campus events, Peter, in battleground states.
I'm telling you, this guy is part of the secret sauce that's going to turn things.
You're very sweet.
We're going to get black, brown, and blue collar America on the border.
And young voters.
But this guy and turning point action is and look, it's the way you do it. It's the way you do it. You do it through information.
Thank you.
It's not like indoctrination. It's like you don't go out there
and
run MSNBC crap.
No.
Propaganda.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Stop what you're doing and listen to this. Your God-given freedoms are up for the taking. Even worse, those doing the taking are the same people who've sworn to defend your freedom. They think they can violate your right to protect your family. They think they can force their delusions onto your children. They think they can force the media and hide the truth. But you know what they can't take away? They cannot take away self-reliance and peace of mind. Got water filtration? Well, you should. A charged solar generator? You better. Emergency food for your shelf? Get it now from My Patriot Supply. Having served millions of American families, My Patriot Supply is the most trusted name in survival, and for darn good reason, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and save $200 on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. It delivers over 2,000 calories every day, sealed inside practically unpierceable packaging. It lasts up to 25 years. Did I mention it's delicious? Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $200 per kit. Free shipping included, MyPatriotSupply.com.
I want to welcome on stage Maureen Bannon. So Peter, I've heard some rumors. Is it true? You didn't eat for 120 days?
Prison food's kind of interesting. I did drop about 10 pounds. I can't tell if it was the COVID that went through the door.
Oh, you got COVID in prison?
I did, yeah.
Were you treated okay?
Ordinarily, I would not, okay? Because when I'm home, I eat clean. I have hydroxy if I get any of that crap. And it does, but you're in a situation where you're sleeping with 50 guys, right? In bunk beds, all in there. So one guy gets sick, right? One guy gets sick.
And everyone
and
gets sick.
And then 3 weeks, and it just works its way around. The food's bad, whatever. But I'm going to talk a lot about prison next week, okay? What I want to focus on while I'm here at this convention are things like the beauty of J.D. Vance is like the perfect vice president.
So I want to pause. Yeah. For the audience that might be, I'm not sure about, I love the J.D. speech. Tell us the significance of this, Peter.
For me, this is personal. I have actually never met James David Vance, but he and I are the two sides of the very same coin. I'm going to go, let's take you back to 2003. I'm teaching business students at the University of California, Irvine. I'm noticing that they're losing their jobs in fully in pro programs. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. This is 2 years, Charlie, after Communist China joined the World Trade Organization. And that set off my whole odyssey. It wasn't cheap labor. It was all the other stuff they were doing, stealing our intellectual property, the subsidy, all of that, right? And the point is that I wrote the Coming China Wars book, 2006. That's the one the boss read, and that's why I'm standing here today. He said it was a great book, and that's how I came in. But here's the point. I'm looking at this problem from 30,000 feet. PhD in economics, I'm kind of looking down as, okay, we got this macro problem. We're losing all our manufacturing base, losing millions of jobs, wage depression. It's going to lead to what eventually was the Great Recession 2008. I'm seeing specks. 30,000 feet, I can only see specks, right? One of those specks was J.D. Vance. Another one was his mother. Another one was his father. More were his community and the whole area. And the experience that I was analyzing up here, he was living. And that's the point. It's the lived experience of MAGA. And the three people, I think, that get it so well, and he even better than J.D. and I, just because of who he is Donald Trump. And it's in J.D. Vance's DNA that you have to have manufacturing and good jobs for black, brown, and blue-collar Americans. And that's the key. And it's, Charlie, it's just not the white picket fence and prosperity. It's our national defense. It's having that arsenal of democracy.
And you have a book about this out, right?
Yeah. And well, the new MAGA deal just came out. It's Don Jr. Thanks for mentioning that. New MAGA deal.
Sergio would kill me if I didn't.
Yeah, well, Sergio is amazing. He's like,
where is he?
He'll be here. He's out talking probably to the president, which he does frequently. But Don Jr. is the publisher, newmagadeal.com.
Maureen, how is your father doing?
He's doing good. He's keeping himself busy. He's reading a lot of books and articles. He can't get the internet in there, so you have to copy and paste every article you want him to read. But you know, about the same. He's reading about the same that he did on the outside, just in a different location.
They will chop his mail up too. I don't know if you know this. A lot of people sent me stuff.
A lot of people sent you stuff. Yeah,
got censored.
And he told the posse not to write him letters, that he wasn't going to read them because he wants everyone to stay focused on being active, being involved. We need to make sure that Donald Trump has a victory on November 5th. And is sworn in January at high noon. So instead of taking the time to write him a letter, he wants everyone to get involved. If that means, you know, door knocking or being part of a phone bank for your local candidate, even all the way up to the federal level, that's what he wants.
So Peter, having now been through federal prison and seeing Steve in that position, it's very clear that this is a political move to take our top lieutenants off the field.
No question about it.
So dive into that.
Well, look, you put me and Steve in prison, and you have a signal that's sent out. Don't be an advisor to Trump. So it's not just when they go after Trump, Donald John Trump, where they make him divert his money from the campaign into legal, make him divert his attention from the campaign to dealing with his legal problems. It's that now it's like everybody I serve with, Charlie, think about this, man. It's like, who they got? They're going after Meadows, the chief of staff. They tried to go after Kash Patel, Rudy, certainly. It's like two guys. I love these guys, Eastman and Jeff Clark. John Eastman and Jeff Clark, right? They took their bar cards. The way I ended the speech last night is I had my lovely girl come up, and I wanted to explain. It's like when they go out and after me or Steve or whatever, they're going after our families too. And when they take the livelihoods away from people like Eastman and Clark, they're hurting their families. And so there's got to be accountability. There's absolutely have to be accountability. And Yeah, I went to prison, so you won't have to. Means simply that, hey, look at what they did to me. All three branches of government involved. All Democrats involved. All strategically done to stop Donald Trump from being in the White House. And if he gets to the White House, from not having people there to serve him who will advance the Trump agenda. But it ain't working. Because every time they go after Donald Trump, it backfires on him. And I think, look, I spent 4 months in prison, but the reception I got last night was the warmest thing I've ever seen. And what it told me was simply, and I thank people for that, I thank God for that, is like it told me that my situation has made people aware of the problem.
So really quick, Peter, J.D. Vance last evening was an open critic of neoliberalism and this unfettered free trade and mass immigration. What does that mean for the future of the Republican Party moving forward, the significance of that?
Well, it coalesces Trump Republicanism, okay? I mean, there's still a battle going on in the Republican Party between the Rhino faction and the Trump Republicans. And one of the things we have to do to control our government is not just win the White House and all the Department of Agencies. We got to win the House with a Trump Republican wall. We got to build that wall. Right now, it's too slender. And so with J.D. coming in, I mean, he is like you, Charlie. He's the younger generation that is going to bring in economic populism, border security, fair trade.
Really quick, Maureen, how can people best support your father right now? And we're glad to hear he's doing well.
So the best way to support him is to actually watch War Room, share War Room, continue to watch your show, and support our sponsors. So you can go to our social media pages to find out how to support our sponsors. But that's the best way to support him. But also to do what you can, get involved, to help America First candidates get elected and help Donald Trump get back in the White House in November.
Breaking news, Obama says Biden needs to reconsider his candidacy.
It's done.
I don't know if that's applause or not, but...
I think it's all set up. I said two years ago...
This race is going to be very, very close. Yes. I'm telling you guys.
Yes, don't let up.
Do not celebrate.
No,
chase ballots instead.
Yes.
Peter Navarro, Maureen
all
Bennett, thanks so much.
What you're doing, Charlie.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Is the bird flu the next pandemic? Why do globalists keep talking about disease X? Everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. I refuse to lock down again or take another experimental vaccine. What can I do? Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. Their prescription medical kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Go to getwellwithcharlie.com and be ready for anything. Their medical emergency kit, contagion kit, travel kit, and first aid kit all contain life-saving medications and a guidebook to aid in safe use of these life-saving medications. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID to the bird flu, even a bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's prescription medical kits are exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Go to getwellwithcharlie.com and save 10% with promo code Charlie. That is getwellwithcharlie.com, promo code Charlie.
Joining us now is Mark Robinson. I've known you for a while, man. You are a good American. That one. And you are the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, running for Governor of North Carolina. This is one of the most high-profile gubernatorial races in the country, if not the most of this cycle. Why is that?
Well, thank you. First off, thank you for having me here. We appreciate being here. It's because our... the road to the White House goes right through North Carolina. North Carolina is a serious battleground state. And, you know, it's also because of the stark differences between my opponent and myself. I believe in the tenets of freedom. I believe in all the things that great conservatives believe in. And my opponent, well, we're not really sure what he believes in. He's been very vague about what his plans are. But we've been clear about what we want. We want economic prosperity. We want parents to have the right to determine their children's educational destiny. And we want to continue to spread freedom throughout our state. And so we've been clear about those things. And You know, I've been part of a team there in Raleigh that got us from being deeply in debt to the federal government. In fact, we were almost $6 billion in debt to the federal government. Now we have a $5 billion surplus. We're the number two destination in the nation for business right now. We were number one for 2 years running. That's all been because of a Republican-led legislature. And I've been a part of that legislature for 4 years. My opponent, on the other hand, was part of the legislature that had us deeply in debt and had us in economic doldrums. So, you know, the differences are clear, and because of that, our race is very highlighted.
So, Lieutenant Governor, you're running for governor in a battleground state. Joe Biden is behind significantly in North Carolina. Breaking news, it just shows that Obama has now spoken. The Pope of the Democrat Party has spoken ex cathedra, to use a Catholic term, and he has officially from his chair said, we are removing Biden. Basically, that's what he said. And so therefore it's happening. If they put in Kamala Harris, would that change the race in the battleground state of North Carolina?
No, I don't believe it changes the race at all, because everybody knows the only difference between the two of them are their gender and, of course, their age. Other than that, their policies are the exact same. They're horrible. She has supported every policy that he's passed to open our border wide open, to crash our economy and put us in this precarious position on the world stage. So it really doesn't change anything. Other folks have said that this exact same thing. No matter who the Democratic Party puts up against President Trump, that person is going to support the policies of Joe Biden. And the policies of Joe Biden have been disastrous. So they will be rejected in North Carolina. We know they'll be rejected in North Carolina, so it won't matter.
And so is there any candidate potentially that we should look out for? Or do you believe that the voters in North Carolina are ready to put Donald Trump back in the White House?
Absolutely. And again, there are some candidates that may tighten it up a tad bit. But I can tell you from all of my travels, not just in North Carolina, but across the country, folks are tired of what's going on. They're tired of the high gas prices, the high grocery prices, the inflation, the instability around the world. This open border that has caused a crisis of drugs and crime on our streets.
And are you feeling that in North Carolina?
Absolutely.
Explain to our audience how open borders is impacting the Tar Heel State.
That one issue, the open borders, particularly that drug issue, is really driving suburban moms to vote for strong conservatives that are going to keep their families safe. It is a huge issue. And we'd like to say we're glad to see it, but you can't say that because it's so sad when you look at what's going on. How many kids, how many
There's
young
so
people
much suffering.
Are
we,
dying?
We don't like
Absolutely.
Suffering.
Absolutely. We don't want that to happen. But it's just a simple fact of the matter. It's happening, and it's driving people to our party in droves because we're standing up for law and order and what's right.
So the media has attacked both of us together a lot this week, and they've attacked Donald Trump as being a racist. What is your response to when they call Donald Trump a racist?
The most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. It was Donald Trump that had the president of the HBCUs into the White House. You know, Obama bought rappers in. President Trump bought in college presidents from HBCUs, asked them what they need, and then delivered exponentially to them. From what I understand, Joe Biden has reversed that. So, you know, when you talk about being a racist, you have to take a look at these two candidates. Look at Joe Biden's record. Look at the things that he has said out of his mouth, not just in the past, but in the present. And you look at the actions of a man like President Trump, who has made it clear he wants the tide to rise all ships. And that's exactly what he delivered over the 4 years he was in office.
So Lieutenant Governor, the issue and portfolio set in front of us, we look at immigration, we look at inflation. The Democrats, they have very, very little to run on, so they resort to name-calling and character assassination.
Sure.
But another issue that I think we could play offense on is educational choice and mobility.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's paramount. I tell everybody, North Carolina's education system will not be a great education system if parents don't have the right to control their children's educational destiny. This is not a partnership between parents and government. It's not a partnership between parents and bureaucrats. This is a movement to make sure that parents have absolute control of their children's educational destiny. We know that when parents are involved, the outcome is much more substantial. But from my purview, if you give them total control, that ramps that up exponentially.
So I completely agree. And so some of the speakers here at the convention, I thought it's been a very powerful convention through and through. J.D. Vance speaks to the needs, wants, and concerns of the forgotten man and woman. But North Carolina has some of those elements, too, of a deindustrialized base.
Absolutely.
Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, I myself was a victim of that. I've lost two jobs to NAFTA. The first job I had to leave when the furniture industry was being destroyed by NAFTA and the wages went down so low I couldn't survive on them. The second job was even more disastrous. There was a plant there in High Point that I worked at nearly 10 years, employed about 350 people, many of whom had worked there for decades. And all of a sudden, they bought us in one day and said, we're moving to Mexico. There's nothing you can do about it. Go find yourself another job. That's not how we should operate in this country. But unfortunately, because politicians made bad decisions, the rest of us had to suffer.
That is beautifully put. And so if you are to become governor of North Carolina, your vision would be to be a pro-business state, a pro-family state.
Absolutely.
Contrasted with your opponent,
yes,
where radical left elements. Can you, for the national audience, explain? North Carolina is very interesting because there's been a lot of people moving post-COVID into your beautiful state.
Sure.
But it hasn't necessarily made it bluer.
Sure.
In some ways, it's made it redder. But you guys are a little goofy. You like to elect Democrat governors. Am I right?
Sure, sure.
But we're going to change that.
We are going to change that.
How was the last time there was a Republican governor?
Well, the last fellow that was my predecessor, Dan Forrest, he was up against a tough challenge.
He did not win the governor's seat
because he, you know, it was a lot of different challenges. COVID struck just at
McElroy
the right time.
McElroy or something, was that 10 years ago?
McCrory.
I'm sorry, yeah.
He was our governor
one of those good Irish names,
for one
yeah.
term, and Roy Cooper took that seat. But, you know, what we want to do is we want to do just what they did in Florida. Florida was skirting on becoming a blue state. Ron DeSantis got in the office, and we believe we're going to get in the office. We're going to do the same thing that he did. We are going to deliver for the people of North Carolina. We are going to make the policies of our party undeniable. When I say that, this is what I mean. Folks might not like the fact that we're conservative. They may not like our views. But we're going to make our policies so good, and we're going to make our state so great and such an economic superpower that even those who disagree with us are going to say, you know, I don't like that guy's ideas, and I don't like the way he speaks, but I'm going to North Carolina to do my business because my business will be successful.
And a safe place for families.
That's exactly right.
Because right now, California, Andrew, can you tell me what happened in California? I wasn't following the news. It was so bad. Elon Musk is moving his companies to Texas. So in California, teachers do not have to notify parents if their kids become transgender.
Absolutely.
If you're governor, that will never happen in North Carolina.
Oh, absolutely not. And our legislature has already spoken on those issues. Our legislature has made it plain that if you intend to, if you want your son to compete against women in sports, that's not going to be possible in North Carolina.
That dog will not hunt North Carolina.
That's exactly right. You're going to have to go to California or somewhere else. We've spoken on those issues through the legislature, and we intend to back the legislature up on that because the vast majority of this country know what's right and
want
to support what's right.
I see the cross of Jesus Christ there. My final question, where were you when Trump got shot? And do you believe that this was the most witnessed televised miracle in human history?
I do. In a way, I certainly do. I was at home relaxing with friends, was taking a little nap, woke up and saw that the president had been shot. At first, I thought maybe it was a joke, maybe it wasn't real, but it turns out that it was. And I tell you what, the moment he stood up and he raised his fist and said, fight, almost with tears in his eyes, that was a galvanizing moment for this nation. Galvanizing moment for this nation.
Galvanizing moment.
That's right. That's right. I call him the Braveheart of our times.
William Wallace.
That's right. The courage that he is displaying is a courage that we all need to display.
Now, we hope it ends better for Trump than William Wallace.
Absolutely.
For the record.
Yes.
So, Mark Robinson, you're a great American. Give
Thank
it up
you.
For Mark Robinson, everybody. Great
Thank
American.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month
can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
All right, Ben, you are the expert. Who do you got right there, Ben?
Who do we got over here? What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hey, I'm Frankie Russ. I am from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha, MAGA volunteer in
Kenosha,
the house.
Kenosha, God bless you.
In Florida, Orlando.
Orlando, Vietnamese for Trump in the house.
Ben Vo, Orlando, Florida, Vietnamese for Trump.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, over here.
Erica from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Go Pack Go, right?
Amy from Madison, Wisconsin.
I love it.
Charlie from St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a good Charlie it's a good in the name. House.
All right. Sarah Perry from Gainesville, Virginia.
All right. Allie Rose from Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
There it is, Arkansas, my home state now.
Patty Sukalich from Hartford, Wisconsin.
Marie Graziano from Richfield, Wisconsin.
Hey, we got him. This is America, Charlie. America is in the house. Who's MAGA? Hey, one more. One. Charlie, one more. We got Hawaii in the house back here.
Oh.
Hawaii.
What island?
I love it.
Okay, Ben, who do we have here?
All right, we got a young man over here. Tell me your name and your South Carolina.
I'm Mari Collins from Columbia, South Carolina.
And you, you're joining, what are you doing? You're starting a chapter, Turning Point?
Yes, sir, Texas Tech.
I love that, man. What got you into this?
I'm a conservative, I'm a strong Republican. I love Turning Point. That's what brought me here.
Now the mainstream media would say everybody that supports Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and MAGA are racist. Are you a racist, young man?
I'm not a racist at all. I'm not a racist at all. Charlie is a great man. He stands for conservative values. He stands for us.
That's it, baby.
Yep.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless
you. One more time in your name.
Amari Collins.
I love that. All right. And we got this. Charlie, I want to come over here, too. Kenosha, you got a volunteer. Now, we're staying in Kenosha. Don't tell anybody that. And I went in there thinking, oh, man, what the heck? This place burned down. So not everybody in Kenosha are radical leftists that want to burn down our country, huh?
Oh, no. Kenosha turned red last year.
That's right.
Our last election. What are we talking
about?
And we're
going to go even redder this year.
Yep, we're going to be redder. Kenosha racing, we're going to be redder. Now, I do want to add this. Under Trump, we had safe border, no new wars, lower taxes. Come on, what are we talking about? What else? We're not going to vote for anything else. Why would I want higher taxes, open borders, and more wars? Who wants that?
Does anybody want that? No. I love that.
Nobody wants that. So it's a no-brainer. Vote for Trump. He took a bullet for us, so the least that we can do is vote for him.
I love that. Man, tell me your name again.
Frankie Russell, and I'm from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Does everyone agree that was the hand of God on Donald Trump?
Yeah. Man, no question. Every time I watch it, it's just, it gives me chills. All right, let's get the Hawaii up here. Come on, guys. You guys travel all over. Tell us your names and what brought you out here.
Aloha, everybody. Nolan Chang, Sherry Chang.
Hello. Aloha.
I have a shout out for Charlie. I'm the national committee man from Hawaii.
Yes, I've seen you on War Room.
And TP Action endorsed me when I ran for that position. So I want to thank TP Action for everything they've done for not only my state, but for getting me into that position.
We have your back. What island do you live on?
Oahu.
Love it. I love Hawaii, and I would love to do an event there sometime soon with you guys.
Yes. Anytime, my friend. Anytime.
Hey,
count me in for that one. I'll do the crowd stuff, Charlie.
Only if Ben accompanies us.
Hawaii is a gift to America. It truly is.
Amen.
Yes, one more.
Charlie?
Yes.
All right. Wait, hang on. Where's my phone? Get over here. All right. I've been seeing you all over the place. Amazing volunteers here. What's your name?
Amy.
And why does this matter so much to you?
Oh, my gosh. Here, we need to bring America back to where it's supposed to be, back when I was growing up, and make it great again, safe again.
Amen. Charlie, we got the best people in the house.
We got a great crew here. God bless you guys. All right, now joining us is Congressman Troy Nels. Congressman, how are we doing?
Great state of Texas, by the way.
Yes,
great state
of
Texas.
All right, so you are an oversight pit bull.
I am.
What is going on with the Secret Service right now?
Well, we've got some serious issues. I tell you, I just read in the report this morning that on Monday we will have her into the oversight committee asking all sorts of questions. I tell you, there's a lot of information out there, and it just doesn't look very good. I mean, that individual, that Crooks, was out there. We knew about it for an hour prior. They have video of him. There needs to be a very deep dive into this.
Do you have confidence that the FBI will be able to do that?
Absolutely not.
So what are you calling on a special committee? What is your ask of Speaker Johnson?
Speaker Johnson said that we need to have a special task force look into this incident because obviously it was an assassination attempt on the greatest president in my lifetime. So because if you let the FBI do this, if you let the Secret Service do this, I don't think you'll get any true, real information until after November 5th, and then it's too late.
So, Congressman, I'm going to keep you just for a couple more minutes here, but we cannot allow the very same intel agencies that have lied to us and manipulated us to do this investigation. We cannot allow that to happen. And the Secret Service allowed our president to get shot, to be shot. What is going to be your role specifically with the Secret Service director in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's getting to the truth, and I don't think they really want to see the truth come out. So I think it is imperative that we in the House, we have the majority, we control these committees, that we get the truth and we get it from them as quickly as possible. Because I think the American people have a right to know. They have a right to know. They have a right to hear truth because you don't ever hear it from this administration. And we all know that Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, they have protected this administration. We need to get to the truth because it's the right thing to do and the American people deserve it.
How can people support you and get behind all the important stuff you're doing?
Well, you can reach out to me at Rep at Troy Nails. But I tell you what, Charlie, I'm going to order 20 of those shirts. I'm going to order 20 of them. I told the boss last night, I was up in the booth last night, I told the boss, I said, we have to win Wisconsin. That's where I'm from.
Yes.
We got to win Wisconsin, and we can do it. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, he's 47th president. Thank you.
You're the man. God bless you, Congressman.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.